بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، وبعد. We say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our listeners. Inshallah, today we will continue with the definition of iman. In the previous segment, we had discussed what is the relationship between iman and deeds, good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, that by the qasam of time, indeed man is at a great loss, except for those who bring iman and do good deeds. From this ayah, as well as the ayat that were quoted previously, we find that there is a connection and a link between iman and good deeds. And thus, we hear from the scholars that in order to gain salvation in the hereafter, iman coupled with good deeds is a prerequisite for salvation in the hereafter. Now, that is not to say that a person who has iman but does not have virtuous deeds to his name will not attain salvation, as we know that as long as a person has iman, he will attain salvation in the hereafter. However, for his sins, etc., this will be left to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether Allah ta'ala wants to forgive him or whether Allah ta'ala wants to take him to task for his sins on account of the fact that he has no good deeds to outweigh, firstly, his bad deeds or to nullify his bad deeds. So this ultimately comes down to the, the decision of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I must mention here also that even though a person has iman and good deeds, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, that the only way a person will enter Jannah is through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the chances are obviously much higher if a person does good deeds and virtuous deeds. Having said that, we will now continue with the definition of iman. And a question that a lot of us get is, what is the difference between iman and Islam? We find that people say that a person has iman, or a person has Islam, accepts Islam, or does he accept iman? What is the difference? What is the meaning of each word, and what is the difference between them? So, if we look at the Sharia, we will find that the one is incomplete without the meaning of the other. In fact, these two terms are complementary, and they are dependent on the existence of the other. If a person has to negate one, then it becomes the automatic negation of the other. So if we were to understand the connection and interrelationship of these words, then we need to understand what do they literally mean and what is the Sharia definition of them. So first and foremost, the word iman. What does the word iman mean? Iman means to verify, to accept, and to attest with the heart. What we call tasdiqum bil jinan or bil qalb, that a person attests with his heart. The acceptance by the heart with conviction is termed iman in the literal sense. Hence, iman is a state of an internal condition. Iman is a state or an internal condition, whereas Islam literally means to submit oneself to another. So it is an external state in which a display or demonstration of the internal condition is made. So these literal meanings of the two words have their share in the Sharia definition of iman and Islam as well. And that is why Imam Muhammad has mentioned that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam defined Islam as the name for external acts and iman as the name of the internal belief system. So Islam, again, as the name for external acts and iman as the name of the internal beliefs. So the next time somebody asks us that what is the difference between iman and Islam, we can say that Islam refers to the external acts, while iman refers to the internal beliefs of a person. As we know that they are interrelated and they are connected in this way, that if you negate one, then the other one can fall away as well. In most cases, but not in all cases, but this is what it is. So for all practical purposes, Iman and Islam mean one and the same thing. Allama Taftazani Rahmatullah alayhi in Sharh al-Aqaid states that Iman and Islam are one thing. Imam Subki Rahmatullah alayhi, explaining the interrelationship between Iman and Islam, says that although Islam applies to outward submission, inward Iman is a prerequisite or condition for the validity of Islam. Similarly, although Iman applies to inward submission, outward submission is essential for it as well, because the outward submission is a manifestation of the inward and internal condition of a person's heart. So in short, Iman cannot be divorced from Islam or Islam from Iman. The accepted and popular definition of Iman is at-tasdiqu bil qalb wal iqrar bil lisan, or has been mentioned in other kitabs, iqrarum bil lisan wa tasdiqum bil janan, that acceptance with the heart and the declaration with the tongue. Thus, in terms of the Sharia, Iman, or the proclamation that one is a Muslim, consists of two fundamentals. Firstly, to accept with the heart, and secondly, to declare with the tongue what has been accepted with the heart. Should any one of these two fundamentals be lacking, one will not be called a Muslim in as far as the definition of Sharia is concerned. So again, terms of Sharia is that Iman consists of two fundamentals. That is, number one, to accept with the heart, and number two, to declare with the tongue what has been accepted with the heart. Similarly, the opposite of Iman is Kufr. So if a person were to commit Kufr with the tongue, or to harbor any doubts within the heart, then this would constitute Kufr, and that person will come out of the fold of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always with Iman in Islam, and take us with Iman, and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.